Live from KQED News, I'm Natalia Navarro. Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed three controversial bills Friday evening, dodging issues that could cause political headaches down the road, KQED's politics editor Scott Schaefer reports.
One of the bills, backed by organized labor, would have blocked testing and operation of driverless trucks in California. Newsom called it unnecessary, saying that the DMV already has adequate oversight of the driverless vehicle industry. Also rejected, a bill that would have blocked state corrections officials from coordinating with federal immigration authorities before a non-citizen was released from prison in some cases. Finally, Newsom vetoed a bill from Bay Area Assemblymember Lori Wilson that would have required courts to consider whether a parent affirms a child's gender identity in visitation and custody hearings. Signing these bills into law could have created political problems for Newsom outside California if he eventually runs for president. I'm Scott Schaefer, KQED News.
Cal State East Bay is launching a cannabis studies program that will prepare students for work in the cannabis industry. Starting this fall, they'll offer four online certificate programs focused on cannabis business, healthcare, agriculture, and legal compliance. Max Simon is the CEO of Greenflower, the cannabis education company partnering with CSU East Bay to run the program.
We want to be progressive, and we want to let go of some of the old ways of thinking about this, and we want to be a part of developing, an industry and a workforce that needs professional people.
Simon says the cannabis industry employs more than 80,000 people statewide. I'm Natalia Navarro. This is KQED News.